Hello, good evening. My name is Alpha and Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
I disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve? Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
Don't have any idea.
Okay, thank you. And will you say that things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. And will you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
Well, for the most part, it is, unless you get up around Washington, D.C.
Thank you. And how will you rate Virginia's public school?
That's what?
I'm sorry. How will you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
They need some help. All schools need help right now.
But from the options, do you consider it is excellent, good, fair, poor?
I don't really have kids in school, sir. I'm 86 years old, so I don't know a lot about that, okay?
Okay,
I only know what
I
hear.
Thank you. And thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Fair.
Thank you so much. And we said things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
I don't really know. Like I said, I have no children in school. I'm 86 years old. My kids are all out of school.
Thank you. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs, such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill? A great deal?
I have not seen any about it. None.
Nothing at all? Okay.
No.
Thank you. Now, supporters said it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents says it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Will you support or oppose this legislation?
I will oppose them not giving the parents the right to have a part in their education. I oppose it very much.
Thank you. And given what you know now, will you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I don't know.
Thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
Probably.
Probably will be sure or sure not?
I don't know. Let's put it that way. I really don't know.
All right. And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public school regardless of race, gender, or income?
I do.
Thank you. And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
I think they should go to anyone that they choose to go to. I don't think they should be denied going where they want to go.
Thank you.
Okay.
In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, will you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, licensed, and tax dollars are used?
No, I will not support it. I will not support it. our kids or nobody else don't need it.
If Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
I don't care for it, sir, and I'm not behind anything that's got to do with it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We do not need drugs in our country.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identified as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
No.
All right. Thank you. Do you support or oppose?
If they're a male, they need to be with males.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identified as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
I think the parents should have control over that, and the school should not be involved in it. They have no business messing with the children. I'm sorry, I'm very emphatic about that. God made these kids, and those teachers and those people up in D.C. have no right doing it, and I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you. And do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
Absolutely. 100%.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
I don't want to even get involved with that because I don't like the idea of it. It's, kids should be allowed to be children. Okay, and they should stop trying to make them be something that they're not. I don't approve, period.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good? There is moderate access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is inadequate?
I have no idea.
Thank you. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience.
You're welcome.
Right now,
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, medium priority, low priority, or is not a priority?
Parents should have the rights that a parent owns, okay? Does not own the children. The school is there to teach the children. The parents are the one who should be taking care of the rest of their life. It's nobody's business. Okay.
All right. So this should be a high priority, medium priority, or low priority?
Let's just skip on that one, can we?
Okay. Now, one idea that has been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
Yes, I do. It needs to be there.
Strongly or somewhat support?
I strongly support it.
Thank
if
you.
People
now,
need help, they should be.
Thank you. I would like to hear your opinion about some specific aspect of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 suicide in crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Makes me more likely to support it, because if people need help, our people need to be helped. And the money that they're getting, they need to put it where it should be, not send it someplace else. Thank you.
Thank you. It includes $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more likely to support the plan?
Our officers need all the support that they can get, okay? And I'm questionable about where everything is going. So I don't know on that one, okay?
You don't know? Okay, thank you. Now, the plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
The children, yes, the children need to be supported, okay?
So
but
more
they
likely
need to support them in the right way, you know? Yes.
Thank you. Now, it includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization unit across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
I don't know on that one, okay? It's very confusing and it's very mixed up, and there is so much going on that's being put out through every place that shouldn't be spent on stuff like that. There's other things it should be on, but it also needs to be there too. But they need to give the kids back to their children, to their parents, and let it be like it used to be.
Okay.
We never had all this problem with kids before that we got now.
Okay. Thank you. Now, the plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
I would support the plan for that because we don't need that and we need to get rid of it.
Thank you. It also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand the telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
I probably would. I can't say definite. You know, it's some of this I have to think a lot about before the time comes, okay?
Now, having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you will now support or oppose it.
I really have not made up my mind on that. Like I said, I've got to think about it some more because there's so many things that are supposed to be is supposed to be going to, and then when you go in there and you vote for it and they get it passed, it doesn't go where it's supposed to go. Okay.
Thank you. Now, Virginia's public
employees.
Thank you. Now, Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should not be required to inform employees of that right?
I think they need to give them the right to do it. I don't think that they should stand between it if they want, if they want that, that's what they need. Need the workers need it.
Thank you. Do you feel public employers should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's information to union organizers?
I think so.
Thank you. Now, unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than half of the workers voting for the union before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees. Do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support
A minimum percentage. It should not be put on them if they don't want it, but it should be not denied if they do want it.
Thank you. Now, once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a
yes.
new union?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. In 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. And by 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
I do not support that law because,
Okay. Thank you. Hey,
if the electricity, if they go to electricity, people can't afford to pay to heat their home now. How are they going to afford to drive a car? Okay.
Thank you.
People in this area right now are under a power company that is just bleeding them dry money-wise. We're one of them. We just got a $900 electric bill, okay? And we've got an oil furnace, and we had $800 of oil delivered the same day that $900 electric bill came in. And like I said, we're in our 80s. So, you know.
Thank you. Thank you. We're almost done here. Thank you very much again for your time, for your patience. Just a few more questions before we finish the survey. Federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
I think it should be the same between all states, okay? And it should also be based, since you're asking these questions, it should be based on people's age, the tax bracket should. Because the older people are not making the money they are today.
And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Right now, I'm a Republican. That could change.
Thank you. Manna, what is your age?
86 years old.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Caucasian, Black African American?
White Caucasian. White Caucasian.
Thank you.
Non-racial.
Do you have, thank you. Do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
I have grandchildren and great-grandchildren that are involved in schools. I have 33 great-grandkids. Okay?
Thank you.
And
in terms of your gender, thank you. Do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
I'm female. Sorry to say. No, I'm not sorry to say. I'm female. I'm proud to say.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Thank you.
Have a good evening, ma'am. Thank you.
You too, and I hope I wasn't too rough on you.
Oh, no. No worries.
I'm just a little bit fed up with some situations, as I guess you gathered. Have a good night. God bless.
You too.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
Bye.